Begin the current daf. Masechtas Nazir daf yud beis. Begin on the bottom daf yud alf in the beis. Two lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins a new discussion, which is brought over here because it's one of the parts of the discussion will come relation to the halacha of our Mishnah on the previous daf, which that halacha spoke about. Someone says that I'm a Nazir and I have to bring another Nazir's karbanis, and someone else says me too and I have to bring someone else's karbanis. So then, if they're smart, they could bring each other's karbanis. The Gemara will bring a proof from that halacha. So the Gemara begins, Amr Bitzchok by Yosef Amr B'yechnan. Ha'ayma l'shluch, if someone tells his agent, his messenger, as we continue on top of it, Bezim and Alf, say v'kadosh le'isha stam, says, go out and get me engaged. Find me a woman. Okay? Now, asa b'chal anashim sheba'olam. Now, what happens is that now, this man is forbidden to every woman in the world, because maybe his agent went and got him engaged to this woman that now he wants to get married to, his relative. Why? Chazaka shlich eisa shlichusa. There's a chazaka, which means to say there's a presumptive state that an agent does what he's appointed to do. Now, kivin delay parishle, now since he didn't specify which woman he should get engaged to, so that guy got him engaged to a woman, and he's off, we don't know who he's engaged to. Haloyadi hai niu kadishle, we don't know who he's engaged to. Now the problem is that therefore, any other woman he wants to get engaged to, although a man biblically is allowed to get married to more than one woman, but she might be the relative of that one woman that he got that his agent got him engaged to, and you can't marry your first wife's relative, and you don't know who she is. Now, every single woman in the world is forbidden to him because we don't know who is the first woman that his agent got him engaged to. That's Allah of Rabbi Yechanan. Now, on that Eitzvi Rishlokesh Rabbi Yechanan, Rishlokesh asked Rabbi Yechanan for the following Mishnah, Masechtas Kinyan. Now, Masechtas Kinyan, as the Mishnah they discussed is regarding Cain. Cain literally means a nest. But it's a term that's used for the karbanis of a zav or a zavo or yeledes or mitzayra, where they have to bring a pair of birds, so we call it a nest, which are either two turtle doves or yain or pigeon doves. So on that, the Mishnah says over there, if there's a Cain setuma, which means to say that it wasn't yet designated, it's still closed, it wasn't designated which one, because the, let's say the zav or the zava have to bring a karban afterwards, which one will be an oila, a bird oila, one will be a bird chatas. Now, it wasn't defined yet which is which. So there's these pair of birds waiting to be brought and decided which one's a chatas, which one's an oila. Sheparcha geizel echem hem l'avrohem. Now, the problem is, one of the birds got away and went out into the ear and escaped. Oi, or different type of scenarios. Sheparcha lebin chatois hamesis. That this bird jumped into between the carbon chatois that have to die, which is, for example, if there's a carbon chatas, let's say a bird chatas, where the owner already died, or the owner got atonement with another bird because it couldn't find the first bird, where there's halach l'mesh misina, that they have to die. Now, this bird jumped in amongst those birds, the birds that have to die. Now, we don't know which one is the appropriate, that is the carbon for this person that the bird jumped in, and which one is from those which cannot be used because they have to die. Or another type of scenario is that from this cane, from this pair of birds, one of them died. Now, that halacha is, yikach zug l'sheni. So you take another one to pair up with the first one, because it wasn't yet designated which one's oila, which one's a chatas. So you still have one left. It could be either one, because it didn't designate it, and you just get another one. Because the first one, either it escaped, or it's now in a group of other birds, which they have to die, or it died, whatever it is. So now you just get another one. Now, the inference of this halacha is twofold. First of all, the ilu kain mifareshes, that in contrast would be, if you have a pair of birds where it has already been designated which one's the oila and which one's the chatas, and then it flew off, or then it died, but you don't know which one is the one that died, which one is the one that jumped into the other birds. So then obviously the inference would be that ein lo itakana, that then there is no rectification. That's why the Mishnah there spoke about only Cain Stuma, which it wasn't yet designated, because if it was designated, then you can't take a partner. Why? Because what are you going to take a partner for it? You don't know this first one that's still remaining, if it's the oila, because it looked the same, these two birds. Or they could, or whatever it is, but you don't know which one is which. Now, even if you're going to get another one to pair it up with what? It was already designated, it's oila and the chatas, and the problem is that the oila is made above the what's called the chuta sikra, the upper half of the mizbeach, its blood is thrown, and the chatas is thrown on the bottom. So that would not be able to be rectified by getting another bird to pair it up. You have to bring another two birds to pair it up. Now, ve'ilu, and whereas, another inference from this halacha is, that even by the case of the cane stuma, that is, sha'ar ki'inan bi'alma misaknon, that is, regarding other pairs of birds, that there, we don't say that all the pairs in the birds of the world become asr. In other words, to say, wait a second, this one flew out into the world. Maybe the bird that you're bringing, some other person, 2 days later, 10 days later, is bringing a pair of birds. How do we know that that's a non-carbon bird? Maybe this is the same carbon, the bird that he had designated as an oilo or a chatas. Now it jumped away, or whatever it is, even if he didn't designate it was his carbonus. And now this other person is bringing it because they caught it from wherever in the world they catch these birds. Now, the problem would be is that you're bringing someone else's carbon. Obviously, we're not concerned with that. Although that bird escaped somewhere else, we say someone is bringing two birds, we don't have to assume or suspect that it was someone else's, because you can't bring your carbon with someone else's carbonus. And that's the understanding, that it's only regarding for a cane mefureshes, that's a problem to be able to pair it up. Or cane stuma, that you could pair it with someone else. But it sounds like that's only for this person with his birds. But birds in the world, that we didn't mention as a problem, that you have to be concerned for that. Now that, the Gemara's question is from Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yechonon, v'amai, but why? Lema kol chodah v'chodah dil mahayniyu. We should say that maybe every single bird out there in the world is maybe this bird that escaped from that person. And therefore it would come out that you're being mechaper yourself with that person's carbon. Because you, Rabbi Yechonon, said that when a man becomes engaged to a woman and we don't know who she is, he becomes forbidden to every woman in the world. So why is it any different? Here, regarding the halacha in the Mishnah Masechet Zkinim, should be the same thing. Once a bird escapes, forget it. Any carbon you want to bring now, we have to say that it's invalid. Because it might be that bird of carbon chavay, which is not valid. And that's the same thing that parallels your halacha that you say with women. And obviously we see not like that. Because the Mishnah there is only concerned with the person bringing it, of matching up with another one, or not being able to match up with Cain Mefereshes versus Cain Stuma. But it doesn't mention any problems with other people in the world by having a bird escape. But why? So Amalei Rabbi Yechonon responded to Rish Lakish. Says they're not the same. Kamina Ano, the case I was talking about, was Isha Deloy Naida. I was talking about a woman who, she doesn't jump around. In other words, when the Shliach, when the agent went and got him engaged to this woman, she was stationary. She was wherever she is in her house. Now, therefore, she's considered distinct and recognizable in the sense of that in regards to all the women of the world, this one woman that was engaged to this man through the agent is considered 50-50 chance in regards to any woman in the world. In other words, for example, and the Rush used this to flesh out and illustrate this halacha. Let's say a man had made an agent to engage for him many women, and he engaged for him half of the women in the world. He spent years going to every woman in the world. He went half of the women in the world and got him engaged to. Now, therefore, obviously, all the women in the world now would be forbidden to him because of a doubt that maybe they're somehow related to the other half of the world, because he engaged for him half of the women in the world. And that would be even if women would be not considered kavua, even if they'd be constantly wandering. Doesn't make a difference because half the women of the world are engaged to him. Of course, there's a likely chance, 50-50 chance, that these other women are relatives, which are forbidden. Now, that is because of the suffix of being related. Now, that is what Rabbi Yochanan is responding to Rish Lakish. That here also, when we're saying that all the women are going to be forbidden, why did I say that? Because what's making the rest of the women in the world forbidden, which is this one woman that maybe they're related to, she's kavua. She's established, she has her place, she's not moving. Now, although what's becoming forbidden is not stationary, maybe moving, which is this other woman that he wants to get engaged to in the marketplace, it doesn't make a difference. But the oiser is kavu, and there's halacha that's called kavu kemechsa mechta dami. The halacha of probability is that something that's stationary, it's a 50-50 chance. And therefore, since there's a one woman that's engaged, it's a 50-50 chance. As if 50% of the women in the world were engaged to this man, of course we're going to say, and that's Rabbi Yechonon saying is my halacha, that the rest of the women in the world are forbidden to him. But for Amrit Li, you're telling me and asking for me in the Mishnah Masechet Kinnim of At Isur Denayid, from a iser of these birds that are constantly moving. A bird flies. It's constantly in movement. And since it's not stationary, so of course the one bird that jumps out into the world doesn't have the ability to make all the birds in the world forbidden. Because that's a classic halacha called bittul b'rayv. There's one bird amongst whoever knows how many birds there are in the world. Now, but you're right. If birds would be kavu, if they would be stationary, then you're right. We would be considering it halachically. Rabbi Yechon is basically saying, what do you want from me? That's halach of kol kavu kamechza mechza dami. We would view as if half the birds in the world would be forbidden, because we would say that half the birds are that bird, because that's the ratio of 50-50 of this halacha probability. Same thing like we say by the woman that gets engaged. It's as if half the women in the world are engaged to him. Now, chi tema hachinami naid. And if you're going to say, what do you mean? By women, you could also say that they're in flux, that they're in movement. Because ema, I'll say, b'shuka ishkach v'kadosh. How do you know? Maybe when the agent engaged the woman that he got him engaged to, because there's chazaka, although he never came back to tell us, but there's a presumptive state that a shliach does his shlichus, executes his agency. Why would we say such a stringency to say that all the women in the world are going to be forbidden to this man now? We should say, and give a more lenient interpretation, that maybe at the moment that he engaged that woman, she wasn't kavua. She wasn't stationary in her house. And therefore, it's not like 50% of the women were engaged, because maybe she was moving at the time. Maybe she was engaged to him in the marketplace, where that's naya, that it's a movement, and therefore you don't say kol kavua. So it's not mechza mechza, and therefore that one woman would, the halacha probability would be batel b'rayv. On that, Rabbi Yechon says, no, because hasam hadra l'nichusa. Because there, even if he engaged her, the agent, in the marketplace. But what does she do afterwards? After she gets engaged, she goes back home. She goes back to her stationary position. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon says, since now, at this point in time, she's stationary, so she's considered like 50% of the women in the world being engaged. And that's why any other woman, we have to say 50-50, that she's the relative of that woman, therefore forbidden. But Gabi Kain Mihadra, but Rabbi Yechon says, how could you ask for me from the peer of the birds, where birds are never stationary? Even when they go back to their nest, they're constantly jumping and jumping. You ever look at birds, they're going from place to place, from nest to nest, and since they're never stationary, that's why, you're right, the Mishnah Maseches Kingdom says that the one bird that gets away is not going to make all the birds in the world forbidden. Although that bird is forbidden for somebody else. But that's because of the Batel B'rayv. Here by women, even if when they got engaged they weren't stationary, but now they're stationary, that's where they are, at home, and therefore, based on Mechza Mechza, Rabbi Yechon says, like Mahalocha said, all the other women in the world will be forbidden to this man. Now, however, Amar Rava, he does qualify and says, but Rabbi Yechon would agree, although he says that every woman in the world is now forbidden to this one person that sadly sent someone to get him engaged to a woman, not knowing who, and he never came back to tell him, he's forbidden to every woman in the world. But Rabbi Yechon agrees, Be'isha, by a woman. Now, let's say he's like an Ogun. He's like, he can't marry any woman. But there would be a certain type of a woman that he could marry now. By a woman, she'ein la loibas. We're talking about a woman, A, that doesn't have a daughter. Hence, you don't have to be concerned that maybe it was her daughter that the agent had gotten this man engaged to. So you don't have to be concerned that maybe she's this man's mother-in-law. Loibas bas, and she didn't have a daughter's daughter either. And loibas ben, she didn't have a son's daughter either. Which, therefore, you don't have to be concerned that maybe she's his father-in-law's mother or his mother-in-law's mother. Now, v'loyeh, moreover, this woman doesn't have a mother. So you don't have to be concerned that maybe it was her mother that he was engaged to say that this woman would be his wife's daughter, which is forbidden. V'loyeh, she doesn't have a mother's mother either, meaning around now in the world, meaning it wasn't there, and neither does she have a father's mother to be concerned that maybe she's the daughter's daughter or the son's daughter, v'loy achis, and neither does she have a sister. Now, moreover, Rava says, now va'ava pisha haisla achis, and even if she had a sister, at the time when, in other words, at the time when the person had appointed an agent to get to engage him into a woman, she had a sister that was married, v'niskar shala achimakan, and only subsequently became divorced, but right away, at the time that he appointed the agent, she was married. Then literally could be even a few hours later is when she got divorced, still dahahi sharia. Still Rava says this woman will be permitted and would not suspect, we don't think that maybe that the agent had then, and after the she had gotten divorced, which was a few hours later, and he only started on his mission because she was married that moment that he was made into agent, but a few hours later she got divorced, would not suspect that it was that sister that he engaged to make this woman forbidden. Of course, she doesn't have any other relatives, so definitely not this woman's relative, but there was one relative, a sister, but since she was married at the time, although she later got divorced, even a few hours later, we don't say that maybe this agent had gotten this man engaged to that woman's sister that was newly divorced. My time. Well, what's the reason? What do you mean? She's divorced, and it took him, let's say, 2 days till he got to the marketplace or wherever he was going to get him engaged to, is because Dabehi Shaita de Kamale. At that moment when this man said to his agent to get him engaged to a woman, having the Simon Lagavi, at that moment she was engaged to a man. Now therefore, Kimashvi Shliach, when he made this man into an agent, Bemilsa the Kaimakame, it's only for something that's applicable for him at that moment. Something that's not applicable for him at that moment, he doesn't make a shlich, and that is because the Gemara's assumption right now is that a person doesn't entertain in his thought process to make this person an agent for something that he can't do right now. Hence, he's not considered his agent to get engaged to that woman that's only going to get divorced after he appoints him as a shlich. And actually, even if he does get him engaged because he finds out this girl is single, she's not married anymore, she's not going to be mukadashes to him. And he's going to be permitted in her relatives because he didn't make him an agent for that. Because he only made him an agent for what he thinks could be right now. And since he's not thinking of married women, so therefore, even if she got divorced a few hours later and the agent then goes and gets him engaged to her, he's not going to be engaged to her. But you're right. The Rosh says, as the Gemara assumes right now, if he said explicitly that he's making him a shliach, even for women that are forbidden right now, but if they will be permitted, let's say he says, if you hear of any woman that's getting divorced, go ahead, I don't mind a situation like that too, then if he spells it out, then he would be his shliach. Again, according to what the Gemara's assumption right now is, it's only because he didn't think of that. And if he didn't think of that, he didn't make him a shliach for that. And if he didn't make him a shliach for that, so even if he goes and engages such a woman, she's not engaged. So if there's the woman who has no other relatives besides a sister that was married at the time that he made him a shliach, we don't have to suspect, because even if he got him engaged to her, to the sister, it's not considered engagement, and therefore he's permitted to this woman that only has a sister. Now, on this interpretation, the Gemara asks as follows. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah in the previous stuff, and that's why we introduced this discussion. The Mishnah said, if someone says, Hareini Nazar, V'alayla Galeach Nazar, I am a Nazar, I'll have all the halachas and naziris. Moreover, second component is that I'm going to bring the karbanas of a Nazar when he cuts up his hair, which is the final procedure. Now, B'shamach HaVeiroi V'amar, his friend overhears what he's saying, and he says, V'ani V'alayla Galeach Nazar, and it's incumbent upon me to bring the karbanas of Tekalachas Nazar. So the Mishnah said, if they're smart, what they should do is, since they have to bring a different Nazar's karbanas, let them bring each other's karbanas. Not Vimla, but if they don't do that, they first do their own Naziris and bring their own karbanas, then they can't do each other's, obviously, because they did their own, then they would have to bring a different Nazar. They'll have to find some other Nazar to bring that Nazar's karbanas, and therefore they're going to be bringing two times, one for themselves and one for someone else. That's what the Mishnah says. So on that, the Gemara asks, Bish Loime Basra. We understand the last guy, the second guy, the one who said, and Vani Valai Legleich Nazim, Iku Kadmo Kame. At the time when he's making his Naziris, the first person had already made, he was the first one to speak, had already made his Naziris. So we understand how the second person could exempt his obligation to bring another Nazir's Karbanis by bringing that first person's karbanas, which was what the Mishnah said. If you're smart, you'll do that. You'll only have to bring it one time because the other one will bring yours. But the problem is, Elikadmo, but the first person who at the time when he accepted upon himself to bring Taglachas Nazar of another Nazar, Mi'ika Bastro Kamei, is the second guy there yet? He's not. The second guy didn't yet say, Va'ani V'alai L'Galeich Nazar. So how can you say that the intention of the first Nazar was to exempt another Nazir who maybe will then accept upon himself a Naziris, but you just said in the Gemara that a person does not entertain something that yet wasn't here and extant over here. Allahachikama. So this is the Gemara's question. Rather, what do you see? The imishkach nedav a Nazir. What the person is saying is, if I find somebody that's a Nazir, agalche, I will then go ahead and bring his karbanis for the Galachas Nazir, even if it's somebody that's taking a nether of Naziris after I already took my own kabbalas nedar of naziris, which you obviously see from our Mishnah, is that a person does entertain something which is not yet extant yet, which is not yet here. Because as we see from our Mishnah, he could bring the second guest kabbonis, even though when he accepted upon himself taglachas of nazacheres, that person yet didn't even accept upon himself that naziris. So therefore the Gemara's question is, hachaname hachi kamar le. So therefore here also we should say the same thing. Imishkachas de megarsha kadosh li. How do you know, why is Rabbi saying that even if this woman had a sister, but she was married at the time, then he's not considered a shliach for him? Why? Because I only made you for things that I can entertain now, not for things that maybe might be at a later point in time. But why? We see from our Mishnah that's not true. We see from the Mishnah that even things that could be in the future, that it is considered that a person would entertain such a thing. So why did you say that he entertained even a woman that's going to be divorced after he had already made him into a shliach? So on that, the Gemara says, Ami, they said, you're right, a person would entertain something for the future. But lemashvi inish shliach, not regarding entertaining thinking in the future, but a person does not appoint an agent, a lemilsa de matzi avid hashta, only something that he could do now. The milsa lemotzi avid lehashta, but something he cannot do now, meaning the one who's appointing the agent, loy mashvi, then he does not make a shliach for that. So therefore, yes, as we prove from our Mishnah, a person entertains something that's not yet here yet. But still, he's not going to make an agent, a shliach, and this is where it shifts from the Havamina, even if he would specify that he wants him to be a shliach for a woman that's, let's say, going to get divorced after this, still it doesn't halachically work. Because anything that he himself can't do, where if, let's say, he would tell a woman, Hariat Mekudeshesli, you're engaged to me, after your husband divorces you, she's married, and he says, look, when your husband divorces you, you'll be engaged, and he's trying to do that now, she's not mekudeshes. Why? Because a person cannot be makna, davash lebel oilam, he can't engage a woman, which is only a kinyan acquisition he could have if she wasn't married. That's lebel oilam, her singlehood. Therefore, that if he tells his shliach, be mekadesh to me a woman who will then, at a later point in time, be divorced, he can't be his shliach. Because shliach shalad and kemaisi only works as much as kemaisi. But since he can't do it himself, as we know, a man cannot engage a woman that's not yet divorced, he can neither appoint a shliach to make for, even if he said it straight out, for a woman that's going to be later divorced. And that's why Rava says that even if she had a sister, but she was married at the time of the appointment of the shliach, of the agent, then that shliach doesn't have the authority of engaging that woman, because the pointer, the one who made him into shliach at that point, couldn't do it, so he can't make a shliach for that too. Now, in this halacha, the Gemara is beloy, and is that true? He cannot. But Tashma, we learn the following braisa, which will illustrate seemingly that a shliach could do something that the one who appointed him can't do himself. The braisa says, someone tells to the one who is in charge of his household, all of his affairs, he tells him, kol nedarim shetadar ishti, all the vows that my wife will make, mikan shad ovay memokim pleni, from here until I come back from that place. In other words, he's going away on the trip. And usually he's around to be made for the nadarm, because his wife makes nadarm and he has to nullify it every time. But he's not going to be around. So he tells his apotropis, the one that's in charge of his affairs, he says, look, I want you to, in my place, that you nullify her vows until I come back from that place. So the Mishnah says that he tells him that hafrala, I want you to be made for the nadarm. And the Mishnah says, v'hafrala, and he was made for the nadarm. So on that, the Mishnah says, that the Braisa says, Yachal, you mufarm, you would think that the shliach of the husband would be able to be made for the nadarm of the wife. When he hears it, like any shliach could do what the poor person appointing him to do. And that time, that's what the Pasuk teaches in Bamidbar, then no. It says, Isha yikimena. Her husband could validate her nadarm. V'isha yifarena. And her husband could nullify her nadarm. Now, from the superfluosity of the Pasuk, it's expounded, then no, it has to be specifically her husband, and he cannot appoint an agent to do the nullification. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishya. Rabbi Yenis in Aymer, he argues, he says, what do you mean? Metzina b'chol mokum, we find in every area of halacha, sheshlucha shaladim kemaisai, that the agent could be as strong as the person who made him an agent, and therefore, he could go ahead and nullify the vows of the woman like the husband could. That's their machlekes. Now, but one thing we see, that even Rabbi Yishya, time of the Amrachman, the Ishri Kamena, the Ishri Furana, it's only because of the Drasha and that the Torah tells you that it's the husband has to validate and the husband has to nullify. Halav Hachim, but if not for that, Apotropis Meifa, like Rabbi Anderson said, that then the Shliach, the Apotropis, could be made from the nedarim of the wife. Now, ve'ilu gabe didei tanya, but in contrast to the husband himself, we learned seemingly the same type of thing, which he could make the apotropis do what he just said, but he himself would not be able to, because the Braisa says, "Oimel ishtev." If someone tells his wife, "Kol nedarim sheteduri mikan fa'acha ba'acha ovim melokam ploini yukayamen." Let's say a man tells his wife, he said, "Look, I'm going away on a trip. Any nedarim that you make from here until I come from that place should be validated." Lo emaklum. He hasn't said anything. The reason being is because we testify, it's what's called like a non-sahadi, we assume that in his heart, he didn't really want to validate all his nedarim, all her nedarim, because maybe she's going to make some type of vow which is disgraceful for him, and therefore would be harsh for him for it to be validated, and therefore what he has said has no validity. Now, well, let's say he says that all the nedarim you're going to make from here until I come back from that place, harehin mufarin, not harehin kayamin, validated, but rather they should be voided. So now we have a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer mufar. He says they are voided, and the reason being is because a man doesn't want a wife that's what's called an adronis, that makes vows, and therefore it's preferable for him that every vow that she makes while he's away should be voided. So he says he could do that before he leaves on the trip. The Chacham Omerim einam mufar. The Chacham say they argue. They say that no, they're not voided. Now the Gemara Maseches and the Dharma explains their opinion is because since it says in the pasuk, "Isha yikemena v'isha yifarena," we compare wherever what the husband would not be able to validate, he can't have yikemena, then he can't have yifarena, he can't void. And therefore, as we said before, that everyone agrees that he can't validate before leaving on the trip whatever the Dharma she's going to make. So they say yifarena is compared to that, and therefore he can't either void all the Dharma she's going to make while he's away. So that's that brisa. Now, Kasulka Daitach, the assumption of the Bnei Yeshiva, who wanted to ask the question that we're bringing over here, they assumed that Kiyam Rabbi Yeshia, that when Rabbi Yeshia said, as we brought in the previous Braisa, that an apotropis would be able to be made for the Nedarim, that is, again, besides if we didn't have the Gzeres Akasa, the Drasha of Isha Yikemena, but Isha Yifarana, that an apotropis would be able to be made for the Nedarim as a Shliach from the husband, then that would be going Aliba Dirabana. That would be going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan that we just brought in this Braisa. And that is the Amri that they say, Loi Motzi Mefer, that the husband himself cannot be made for the Nedarim in that type of situation. Now, the reason why they assume that it was that Rabbi Yeshua is like the Rabbanan is because if Rabbi Yeshua would hold like Rabbi Eliezer, then why would he have to make a Shliach to be made for while he's away? He himself could be made for while he's away. Because Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that the husband could be made for before he leaves on the trip. So the assumption is that Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we would have thought it could be the apotropis could do it, is like the Rabbanan, who say that the husband can't do it. Now, v'ilav the Amr Achman Isha Yikemena v'Ishabren, like we pointed out before, if the Torah had not said a drasha to say that the husband has to be Mekayim and the husband has to be Mefer, then the halacha would have been apotropis ava Mefer, that the shliach, the apotropis, would have been Mefer. What do you see from that? That you see that even though something he himself can't do, because again, Rabbi Yeshua is going like Rabbanan, who they say the husband cannot be made for Nedarim before he leaves on the trip, whatever Nedarim she's going to make, because again, they learn from Ishi Kamena, but the point is, the husband can't do it. So why do you need a drasha of Ishi Kamena, Ishi Verena to say that the apotropis can't do it? He can't do it because the husband himself can't do it. And the shliach can't do something that the husband can't do. Obviously you see, if not for that drasha, that the shliach would be able to, the apotropis would be able to, even though the husband can't do it. So that refutes what we said before, that the shliach can't do anything that the husband, that the mishaleach can't do. So nothing more says no, that doesn't refute. The halacha is that a shliach can't do anything the husband can't do, which again, if a woman's divorced now, he can't engage her, so he can't make an agent to do that. But, v'dilma aliva d'Rabbi Eliezer d'amma matzi meifim. Maybe Rabbi Yeshia, who was requiring a drasha to say that the apotropis, the shliach, will not be able to be made for the nedarim while the husband's away, that he can't be a shliach, because he holds a Rabbi Eliezer, that the holds that the husband could be made for himself before he leaves on the trip. And therefore, since the mishaleach could do it, the shliach would be able to do it, and that's why you need the drasha to say that the shliach cannot do it, because it has to be the husband. Now, that the Gemara asks, as we had assumed why Rabbi Yeshua was going like the Rabban in the first place, Iach, if that's the case, lama li l'shavi shliach, why then does the husband have to make an agent? And you're saying, okay, the agent doesn't work, at least according to Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Yehoshua in the woodwork, but leifala ihu, if you say Rabbi Yehoshua is like Rabbi Eliezer, so let him do it himself. When he's leaving on this trip, let him go ahead and say, whatever nadarim you're going to make are going to be mufer. Why does he have to make it an agent when she makes the nadarim, be mefrit, and you're saying it doesn't work? Why appoint an agent? Do it yourself. You're going like Rabbi Eliezer, who says the husband could do it. So I think my answer is no, kesava, because the husband thinks, dilma mashtilina, maybe I'm going to forget. Or raschana, I'm going to be in a bad mood. Or matridna, I'm going to be disturbed. I'm going to forget. I'm going to be busy. And therefore, that's why he appoints a shliach a day or two before he leaves. So he says, look, if she's going to make the nadarim, I want you to be mefer. And that we say that doesn't work because ishi kamin ishi friend. But he himself, yes, if he would do it like Rabbi Eliezer, it would work. But he's afraid he's going to forget to tell him this. And that's why he makes a shliach. Now, and that the Rosh says, that you can't say to ask, so then why doesn't he himself be made for it that moment? He should say, a day or two before, you're afraid you're going to be distracted when you're leaving on your trip because you're so busy. So when you're recalling to make an agent a day or two before, do it yourself. And say whatever nadarm she makes from this moment until he comes back from the trip should be mufar. Now the reason why that's not a question is because as long as he's still in the city, he's not leaving on his trip for yet another 2 days, he doesn't want all her nadarm that should be mufar until he hears about them, because maybe she's going to make a certain nadar that he wants, and he wants her to have. Now, however, the Rosh says what is difficult is he should be mefer a day or two before and say that when I leave until I come back, those nadarm should be mufar. Because essentially that's the same thing he's telling his agent before he leaves. He's saying that he should be mefer it from when he leaves until when he comes back. So you see that he could verbalize things that for only when he leaves, so let him a day or two before say what should be then. And therefore, for the next 2 days, they won't be automatically mufar. So now the Rosh says that actually he's not creating a shliach, but he only creates the shliach only when he leaves. You're right, you can't say a day or two before. And the reason is because he doesn't entertain that a day or two before. Now, the problem is the moment that he's leaving, he's concerned that he might be tarred, and he's not going to be able to make for it. Yes, yeah, it's obviously in the frame of mind of thinking about them, and that's why he points to shliach, but he's afraid that he's not going to do it in front of her. Now, although the halacha is mashma maseches nadarim, that the husband can be made for the nadarim, even shaloibah for now, even not in front of the wife, but he's afraid that she's going to violate the nadar. Now, although that he was made for it, but since she doesn't know, if someone's violates a nadir, which although it was mufar, but they didn't know that it was mufar, they get a punishment, which is like the halacha of, like, if someone intended to eat basar chazer and they ended up eating kosher meat, but they thought it was non-kosher meat, you get punished because you thought you were eating non-kosher meat. So therefore, he prefers more that the nadir should be nullified in front of her, that she knows. So even if she feels overwhelmed and she wants to violate the nadir, she'll know that it was already nullified, and you won't get the punishment of thinking that you are violating your nadir. So therefore, he would want to do it in front of her himself. But he's concerned that when he's leaving on the trip, he's going to be tired, he's going to be in a bad mood, whatever it is, and he's not going to have the frame of mind to be made for her in the dorm, which, yes, well, like Rabbi Eliezer, that you could say it before you leave on the trip. But he's afraid he's not going to be there in front of her and have the right words. So therefore, he says it to the shliach, so that when she ultimately does make a neder, the shliach can be made for her in the dorm, which, again, that's where Rabbi Yehoshua is coming, not like Rabbi Yehoshua is saying that, although the shliach could do it, and then, yes, then it fits into the halacha of whatever Mishleich can do, the Shleich can do. But that's where the drasha of Ishi Kemeni, Ishi Brenna tells you that no, it has to be specifically the husband and not the Shleich. And the Shleich cannot be that Petrobus, cannot be made for Har Nadarim while he's away. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which is essentially the Seifa of the Mishnah on the previous stuff, where we said that if someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm going to be Megaleich, I'm going to bring the carbonus of another Nazir when his Megaleich is here. And then another person says, Va'ani, and I, me too. So here, similarly, it says, Hare alay legalei chatzin nazir. Someone says, it's a come to pont me to bring the karbanis, a half the karbanis of a nazir. Where, again, the Gemara will explain what these words are, but he says, it's a come to pont me, legaleach, which literally means to say, the cut to here, of a half a nazir. Now, b'shamach avei revu amen, now his friend overhears what he said, and he says, Va'ani alay legalei chatzin nazir. Says, and me, it's a come upon me to bring the karbanas of a half of the karbanas of a nazir. So on that the halacha is Zemegaleach Nazir Shalom, Vizemegaleach Nazir Shalom. Each one has to bring the full karbanis of a Nazir. Not half, like they said, but full. That's the Remeir, that's the opinion of Remeir. Now, the reason for Remeir is because, as we said for the opinion of the Rabbanan, we don't find anywhere a Nazir Lechatzoin, and neither do we find bringing karbanis halfway. And therefore, since when you're saying, as the Gemara will explain, when you say Harei Alai, you're accepting all the karbanis, and the person is not Meitzi Dvar V'Levatala. What you said is not in vain. And therefore, Remeir holds that you're going to have to bring a full carbon. And the other person that also said, we'll also have to bring a full carbon. Now, the Rush points out that essentially, you could have said that the Smachlik is in our Mishnah, with Remeir and then the Chacham that we're going to quote shortly, by just one person that says, without talking about a friend hearing and also accepting the same. But there's inherent chiddush regarding the opinion of Remeir that we don't say that the second person that said, Va'ani, and me too, and me, I'm going to bring half, that you would say it sounds like that the first half that you took, I'm going to bring the second half. And therefore you would say that maybe that then they would both only have to bring half. That's the chiddush of Remeir's opinion, that also the second person has to bring a full Naziris, and not the other half, not that each one only has to bring half. Because you're saying something, as Gemara explained, that is interpreted as the whole thing. Now, then what you try to retract when you say Chatzi Nazir, that doesn't work, and therefore you have to bring a full carbon of a Nazir. Now, the Chamayim, they argue, then say, no, Zemegalei Chatzi Nazir, Zemegalei Chatzi Nazir, he brings half of a Nazir's carbon, and he brings half of a Nazir's carbon. The reason being is because each one ultimately accepted a carbon of Naziris of only halfway. So that's what they bring, is halfway. Now, Amar Rava, Rava qualifies this machlekes, and he says that Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, both the Meir and the Chacham, Kol Heicha da Amar Chatzi Karbonis Nazralai, where he says, again, the wording is precise over here, that half of the Karbonis of a Nazir are incumbent upon me, that obviously only Chatzi Karbon Maisi. All you're going to bring is half of the Karbonis, because since he said Chatzi Karbonis, that means to say that he's going to pay for a different Nazir half of the money for his Karbonis, where that's explicitly, no one's going to say you have to bring the full Karbonis. Moreover, let's say the person said, Karbonis Chatzi Nazir Alai. The Karbonis, which sound like all the Karbonis, of half a Nazir is incumbent upon me. Everybody would agree, Kule Karbon Boyasui, that you have to bring all the Karbonis of a Nazir. My time, what's the reason? Dehaloi Ashkechan Naziris Lapalga, we don't find a half a Nazir. In other words, it's like as if you accepted upon yourself the karbanis of a regular Nazir, because there's no such a thing as a half a Nazir. So it's a whole Nazir, and you're bringing all the karbanis. But the Chi Pligi, Rava explains, so what was the Machlekes Remeir and the Chacham? But listen to the Masnin Pligi, they argue in the precise wording of how the Mishnah phrased it, which was, again, if someone says, Harei alai legaleach chatzi Nazir, it's a coming upon me to be megaleach chatzi Nazir. What's the Machlekes? Remeir said, Remeir holds, Kiman the Amar Harei Alai, hear the words first are Harei Alai. Once you say Harei Alai, Ichayev Akule Karbon Naziris, you have already accepted upon yourself all the Karbonis of Naziris. Now, the reason for this is because Remeir goes, according to his opinion mentioned previously in this Masechtah, that he holds what's called Tafes Lashon Rishon. We go based, the primacy of the person's sentence is on the first half of what he said. Now, once you said the first half of the sentence, which is Harei Alai Ligaleach, before you end of Chatzi Nazir, when you say Harei Alai Ligaleach, those words as if you said, it's a coming upon me to bring all the karbanis of Teglachas of a Nazir. Now, Chi Kamer Chatzi Naziris, now when you finish off your sentence saying half of a Naziris, which sounds like that you want to say and interpret that this that you said Migaleach should be going on the half of a Nazir, in other words, half of the karbanis of a Nazir is what you're accepting, lav kol kamine. That you can't do anymore. Because as we said, Remeir holds tafas lashon rishon, which again, harei alai teglachas, before you finish off the sentence, the first half, which is the primacy, says a full teglachas. But, as Rav had pointed out, if you say harei alai chatzi karbanis naziris, here you can't say tafas lashon rishon, because here, a lie wouldn't be saying anything without the conclusion of what you're saying. Harei alai itself is nothing. Harei like teglachas is something. But since you'd be saying harei alai chatzi, so chatzi is already there. So therefore, even if it's tafas lashon rishon, that would connote only half. So then, yes, it would be only half. But in the way it's said in the Mishnah, harei alai teglachas is already the whole thing. And that's Remeir l'shitasa, that he holds that You're not Maisi Dvarav Levatala, and the first half is already telling you Tavas Lashon Rishon, and therefore you have to bring a full Tekachas. You're trying to retract when you're saying Chatzi Nazir, that doesn't work anymore. But for Rabbanan Sarvi, they hold that no, Neder uPesach Imahu. Essentially, it's a Neder with, together with the Neder, already has the opening and the interpretation right next to it. And therefore, according to the Chum, it's like you said, that Chatzi Karbanis Nazir Lai. And in other words, because this is what he said, Harei Lai, it's like as if the person said, Harei Lai Chatzi Teklachas of a Nazir. And it's not like the case of Karbanis of a Chatzi Nazir. Yes, there the Chacham agree that you have to bring all the Karbanis. Because when you say Karbanis, Karbanis sound like all the Karbanis. Now, you're just saying of a half a Nazir. There's no such thing as a half a Nazir. So then you'll have to bring all the Karbanis of a Nazir. But the Chacham disagree with Reb Meir, and they, because they're not just Tafas, Lashon, Rishon. And therefore, you look at the whole sentence, what the person's saying. And since the person is saying, Harei Olai Legalei Chatzi Nazir, he's explained in his full sentence that he wants to be taglachas of only half of the karbanis of a nazir, and that's why they disagree with him, and they say that each one only has to be megleach half the karbanis of a nazir, and not like Rameh, who says that each one has to bring the full karbanis of a taglachas of a nazir.